Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Preaching the pastor show, I am free.
Yes.
Thank God Almighty, I am free.
Yes.
What are you free from? Free from destruction. Free.
Yes.
From depression. Free.
Free.
Whatever it is, be free, God's people. Be free. Amen.
Free from sin.
Amen.
Free from death.
Amen.
Free from being in unfellowship with God.
Jesus, I'm free.
Free from the grave.
Hallelujah.
Free from hell.
Glory
true.
To God.
Yeah.
You said death and hell is free to live. Free. Be free.
Being free.
Amen. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to midweek service. We're so happy to be here.
Amen. Can I say one more free?
Go ahead.
We're free to love.
Amen.
Yeah. We're free to forgive.
Amen.
We're free to deliver and to be delivered.
Oh, God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Welcome you all to the Midweek Service. You can tell we're in a good mood.
Free to be renewed in the mind.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go all day long.
He's on the road. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody, to the Midweek Service. Hey, welcome here. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. Our pastor, Tawanika Manning.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory
welcome
to
again. We're just so thankful for this time that we have here with you all, a midweek service. Amen. We're trusting God that others will come on in a midweek service because we know that this month, I think it's our last month of midweek service because we already have two services going on Sunday. So we have a lot going on, but we thank God for the time that God has given us. So as we wrap up our midweek service at the end of the month, we thank God for the God is doing a new thing. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for this time. So we're just going to rejoice right now. If you were on the show, we were praising and worshiping God. We know wherever there is praise, there is victory. So yes, we give God our praise, glory, and honor. Welcome.
Yes.
Brother Joe Washington is here with us today. We believe that he's going to bless us with a song. Amen. And we just thank God for the testimony that's being birthed on this line. Amen. We've seen so many miracles that God has worked in the life of the believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, 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 yes. We thank God. We thank God for this opportunity to be able to be in fellowship with one another and to be in the presence of God. You know, I'm just like each and every one of you. You know, you just have to always be ready. Even this information I just found out about midweek service, you know, I'm ready.
Amen.
You know, I'm definitely ready, and I definitely pray that each and every one of you are ready, you know, as well.
Amen.
God is waiting to do a new thing in your life, but see, you have to yield to the Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
You know, God tells us, you know, what to do, and that's what we do.
Amen.
God tells you what to do, and that's what you do.
And I always say, when God say move, move. When God say stay, stay. Sometimes
Amen.
We can stay too long, and we can move too slow. And
Amen.
We want to move according to the Holy Spirit. God has sent us the Holy Spirit as a helper. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for it. Welcome if it's your first time with us here in Thursday service. We want to personally welcome you, my husband and I, today to the Gospel Public Ministries. We
yeah.
want to pray for you and pray with you. If you're online at the Preacher and the Pastor here on Blog Talk, please call in so we can pray for you and pray with you at 845-277-9213.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome. So we're going to pray unless you have something else you want to say. You would have to press one. We want to personally welcome our guests today. Amen.
Amen. I do have a testimony. Do we got
time yes,
for
go ahead.
Testimony? All
Hallelujah.
Right.
Testimony Thursday. Go ahead.
Testimony Thursday. God is such a good God.
Yes, he is.
He's been so good to me.
Amen.
You know, all this week and last week and you know, just pretty much every single day of my life,
mm.
you know, I have made it my business to be about God's business.
Amen.
And what I'm saying is that, you know, every single morning that I wake up, you know, there's always a choice to be made.
Yes, Lord.
And the choice that I make is to be in fellowship with God or be in communication with him.
Nice.
That means that it's speaking to him because I know he's speaking to me, you know,
Glory.
Staying in that place for Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just waiting on God, you know, just to show me and just
mm-hmm.
to talk to me, you know, to speak to my heart and,
Amen.
You know, to speak to my mind. And, you know, and God he has been doing that.
Amen.
He's been doing that, you know, all week, this week and last week. I feel like that the relationship that me and the Holy Spirit have has developed.
Oh,
I really feel like that it has developed.
Jesus.
You know, I find myself, you know, speaking in the holy language more.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself, you know, having visions, you know, of things that God is showing me. Or
Amen.
I find myself, you know, being in places, in the right place,
Jesus.
At the right time. And I find that people, you know, that are in the same place, that's the place where I needed to be because God is speaking and he speak through me to speak to them.
Amen.
You know, so I'm very grateful, you know, to be in the body of Christ.
Yes,
you know,
Lord.
I'm so glad, you know, that Jesus Christ, you know, he sits
Ooh.
In honor. He sits, you know, in the place of honor, you know,
yes,
on the Most
Lord.
High, you know, next to, in the right hand to God, the Father Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
Making intercessions for you and I.
Amen.
And at the same time, because he sits right there in honor and making intercessions for you and I thank God, you know, for using me.
Amen.
I thank God, you know, when those people that are in need, you know, our brothers and sisters, and they are our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
They might not came from the same mother, or the same father, but they are still your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Jesus.
I thank God for, you know, for using me, you know, in that manner to be able to minister to them.
Amen.
To be able to give to them, to be able to love on them, whether it's by instructions or maybe even, hey, you know, buy them something to eat or, you
yes.
know, hey, go shake their hand, go talk to them, you know, tell them
yes.
God loves them or whatever it is. You know, that's my testimony. And I know each and every one of you have these same kind of testimonies that God is doing a new thing.
Yes.
This
yes.
is reaping season.
Amen.
This is the season to reap what you have already sown.
Yes, it's harvest time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, it is harvest time. That's my testimony, you
Amen.
Know, for y'all. I do appreciate it. I hope I wasn't too long-winded here.
My Lord, my God. It's all right. Amen. We just thank God for, if you're a visitor here today, we want to personally welcome you.
Yeah.
You would press one. Me and my husband, again, we'd like to just welcome you, pray for you, and pray with you while you still have time. You know,
amen.
We just thank God for the time that he's given us to be here. But one more time, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
We bless your name, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name that you would just move mighty on the call right now. Lord, that you would touch every heart and mind, oh God, of your children right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
oh Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh God, renew us at that spirit. Lord, we come, Lord God, surrendering all over to you right now, oh God.
Yes.
Oh Lord, we come casting all our cares and fears to you, oh God, for the Bible tells that you care.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for caring for us, oh God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for this day.
Thank you.
This set time, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God, like the wind, oh God. Move mighty, oh God, like the sea in our life, oh God. Oh Lord, we come to be changed, oh God. Lord, make us more like you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, search our heart and spirit, oh God. If you find any wicked way or error in us, let it be taken out right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, replace with all of you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We lift our hands up to you, Father God, to receive right now. My faith, oh God, just trust in you, Father God, for all things.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, we know that you can do all things but fail.
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. We come against every spirit of division, worry, doubt, disbelief. We come against every fighting spirit, every spirit of oppression, depression, every spirit of fear right now. We come against every spirit of anxiety. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion. We come against every spirit of self-righteousness, self-centeredness, self-delusion, self-pity. We come against every spirit of every gossiping spirit. Amen. We come against every spirit operating in us, our home and our finances, our workplace, and even in our ministries. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave us in a normal way. We just want to say thank you, Lord, that you have given us the power and the authority to speak those things, and it shall be established in our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we come, oh God, that you can do a new thing in us, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed. We don't want to be the same. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the old has passed away and the new has come.
Hallelujah.
That we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Right now, God.
We thank you, Father God, for making that way for us. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for being that way for us. We thank you that you have already went before us, paving that way for us. If it had not been for you, Father God, where would we be? And we thank you, Father God, that it is all about you and it's not about ourselves. Father God, we move out of the way and we yield to the Holy Spirit. For we are baptized by water and we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let me assure our God in who we trust and with great confidence in who we do rely on. So that for every single thing that we think, we put you in front of it, Father God. Every single thing that we feel, we put you in the middle of it, Father God. Every single thing that we do, we seek your counseling for it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for we say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we say, Father God, we thank you for being in us. We may be in this world, but we are not of this world. But we are in Christ. So we say that we are Christ.
Amen.
Because it is Christ that is in us.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father God, for counting us righteous.
Right,
not because of what we have done, Father God, for what you have already done. And how do we believe?
Yes,
and we believe in you, Christ Jesus.
Right.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us.
Yes, Lord.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single thing that is concerning us.
Yes, Lord.
But we say no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And no tongue rise up against us that you shall condemn, Father God, and we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it all.
Thank you.
And it's in Jesus' name
hallelujah,
that we pray.
Hallelujah.
And everybody that do agree says amen.
Oh, we bless your name.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, Father God, let us be delivered right now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we ask you for divine deliverance right now from all things that have happened in our past.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anything that happened before we got on this call today, before we entered into this service, so let it be, oh God. Let deliverance come from right now, right here, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let all be delivered, oh God, that are dealing with sickness in their body, oh God. Every pain, ache, discomfort, oh God. Infirmity, affliction, oh God. Inflammation, disease, or viruses, oh God. Whatever it is, oh God, let deliverance take place right now.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
So, in the mighty
name, God, we
Jesus.
Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We stand on the word of God. Amen. At this time, you all, we're going to go ahead and get into our time of song. Amen. Sorry, y'all, took a little bit of medicine before service. Hallelujah. So you got to help me out here. I took a little bit of medicine. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you've taken this charge over this service. Holy Spirit, have your way. So at this time, we're going to have our song selection from our very own Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. Welcome, Brother Joe.
Yes, welcome, Uncle Joe.
Good evening. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. It's wonderful.
Amen.
Just be with you and sing for the glory of God. I'm just so happy, you know, just so much good news, so many blessings coming my way, and I just can't find the words to explain. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I will treat everybody right. I will treat everybody right until I die. I will treat everybody right. I will treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Brother Joel. Oh, we thank you so much for blessing us.
Yes,
with song. You know, the way you sing, you know, is just, I mean, it's just so full of substance. And, you know, it's just so anointed, you know. We just thank God for you. We thank God, you know, so much for you. And
amen,
I thank you.
Amen. I thank God for
you. Allowing the Holy Spirit to use you the way you let him use you.
My Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I just love you, and I love what y'all doing for God.
Amen. We love
amen.
You, too. We thank
we
God
too,
for you. Hallelujah.
I hope to be
that's
seeing y'all soon.
Come again.
Oh, yeah. We can't wait to see you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
We thank
stay
God.
Right there.
Stay right there. Hallelujah. I will trust in the Lord.
Yes.
until I've got, not
yes.
just for something,
yes.
not just for what I need right now, but
uh-huh.
I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Amen.
That's a commitment.
Yes.
That's a lifestyle,
uh-huh.
to trust in everything.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In
Amen.
The Lord until
I die. He said, I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die.
Some of us get tired of
you. You realize right now, since you're in the land of the living, you are on the battlefield.
This is the battlefield right
there. It is a battle every single day of your life.
Amen.
To stay in that place of trusting or come out of that place of trusting.
Jesus.
And he said, I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die.
Glory to God.
I'm trusting God, and I'm going to stay on the battlefield trusting in God until I die.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We'll have two song selections. We'll be right back for the message that's going to be preached by Pastor Doris A. Manny and Pastor Tawani Kamani.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Stay right there. Might as well say goodbye to somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He showed. Let's go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, once again to the midweek service. We thank God for you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, right now that you're in the building, Lord God, that you're in the home of everyone that trusts and believes in you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we know that we are the church, oh God, and it's you, Father God, that is in us. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for your presence right now. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our life. We give it to you right now, God. I give it to you right now for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me right now in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, I ask that you use me and my husband mighty, oh God, for your glory, oh God, right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare you to be on the throne of our life, in and over all areas of our life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, in all, through all, yes, and above all of our life. And we thank you that thy kingdom come and thy will be done right now in this service, oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we receive our daily bread right now, that our minds will be removed, oh God, that we're renewed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare your goodness operating through and about our life right now as we believe and trust in you for all things. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Will you just thank God right now where you are? Hallelujah. For what he's already done, what he's doing right now in this service, because we believe, knowing that God is already moving. Amen. We serve a God that is able. Today, you all, the message is, hallelujah, amen, going from fear to faith. Going from fear to faith. Amen. How many of us been in that place where those things that we used to be in fear of, but when we began to trust God, we went from fear to faith. See, your faith is based on what you believe. Hallelujah. What you believe, amen, to keep you, amen, to protect you. So I want you to understand today, we're going to go over and start in Psalm 34, verse 1 through 4, if you follow with me. Amen. Hallelujah. I give you all the opportunity to get there in the book of Psalm. We're going to start out in verse 34, verses 1 through 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm going to take it slow. We're going to take it slow so we can kind of break this thing down today so you all can have a better understanding that through deliverance, you all, through deliverance, we go from fear to faith. Amen. Trusting God is with us. So when we look in the scripture in Psalm 34, amen, 34 verse 1 through 4, the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Amen. So in order to go from fear to faith, there has to be deliverance. We have to be delivered from that place of fear, hallelujah, into faith. Amen. How do we get there, Pastor? How is that? We trust God. See, when you know that God is with you, amen, and when you know that God is for you, when you know for sure that God will deliver you, you go from fear to faith, no matter what your situation is or circumstances. See, here this is the Psalm of David. Hallelujah. And here in the Bible, see, God promises great blessings to his people, but many of these blessings require our active participation. That means we have to go from fear to faith. That means we have to trust God. When David said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. So that was a point where he was in fear. But when he began to trust God and decree and declare over himself, amen, that the Lord is his shepherd and he should not want, he went from that place of being in fear, of not having, to believing and trusting God that he can decree and declare, hallelujah, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. See, when you get that place of believing God and trusting God for it, you come out of that place of fear that God, and knowing that God can heal you. When the doctors say no, hallelujah, that God will divinely intervene, hallelujah, on your behalf and turn that thing around. So now you're not operating in fear. You're operating in pure faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So when we look at the scripture here, hallelujah, be delivered today. Amen. Be delivered from that place of fear. Amen. And begin to operate in faith. See, he will deliver us from fear. Amen. He'll save us out of our troubles. Amen. Guard and deliver us. Amen. Show us goodness. He will supply our needs. Listen when we talk to him. Amen. And he will redeem us. But we must do our part. Amen. We can appropriate his blessings when we seek him. Amen. And cry out to him and trust him and fear him and refrain from lying and turn from evil, do good and seek peace, amen, and be humble and serve him, amen. Then we go to that place of where we once were operating in fear, and now we're operating in faith. Why? Because we believe. See, it's all about your belief. You got to believe it to receive it. See, if you don't believe it, how can you receive something that you don't even believe? Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. I want to say
Hallelujah.
This, and I'll pass it over to my husband, Pastor Manny. I want to say this. You are, as followers of God, you and I have a huge asset. We know everything is going to turn out all right. See, Christ has budgeted from his throne, and Romans 8:28 hasn't evaporated from the Bible. I want you to understand it. See, our problems have always been his possibility. See, the kidnapping of Joseph resulted in the preservation of his family. Amen. See, the persecution of Daniel led to a captive position. See, Christ entered the world, you all, by a surprise pregnancy and redeemed it through his unjust murder. See, there we believe what the Bible teaches. See, that no disaster is ultimately fatal. I want you to understand today, you have the power and authority right here today to decide what you're going to believe, that you can come out of fear and operate in faith. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to
God. From fear to faith. I'm going to try to make sure that I be very clear and precise, because we need to understand something. We need to understand, you know, what fear is. We also need to understand what faith is. See, fear is definitely a spirit. Fear is a spirit of fear, and there's a spirit of faith. So now, if you understand, you know, fear as being a spirit, then you can know that who is behind it. You need to know that who is behind it. Now, the Word of God tells us that fear is not of God, and that is 100% true, and there's no way it can come back and say that fear is of God. I'm not saying that we won't be in that place where things will frighten us. I'm not saying that we won't ever be in that place of being afraid. See, God definitely knew. God definitely knew that there will be times where we will be in fear. There will be times where we will be afraid. Even the Bible, you know, it tells us, you know, to be a good cheer, you know, to be a good cheer, because I have already overcome the world. So now,
Amen.
Understanding fear is the work of Satan. Fear is the work of Satan. Do you realize that Satan, the devil, or demons, spirits, they cannot do anything to you unless you first have to fear it first before anything of what's to happen to you. You have to fear something first, because fear, like I said first, you know, fear is a spirit. So the spirit of fear has to get on the inside and change something that's in you on the inside, that it can show up on the outside. Now, that's our fear. You know, that's what Satan did. You know, we see the first signs of fear being introduced here into the world, you know, over here in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, fear had entered into the man and woman, you know, by suggestion that of a serpent that was full of the serpent. Satan was in the body of a serpent, and what he was saying, what the serpent was speaking to the woman, it had caused fear. And I'm glad I said that word speaking. I'm glad I said that word speaking. Because since fear is a spirit of fear, it speaks to the minds and it speaks to the hearts of men and women, of believers and non-believers. So now let's understand that. Let's understand that. So now that we have that established, where fear comes from, fear speaks to you. And when fear speaks to you, you have to understand that that is the voice of a stranger. Now, those of us that are in Christ, we realize that when God speaks to you, you definitely know that it's God speaking to you, because faith is all in that. And I'm trying to tell you, it's just like cheer is all in that, peace is all in that, love is all in that. But when you have fear, when it's something that is spoken to you, when it's something that is ministered to you, to your heart, or ministered to your mind, there is a great discomfort that comes over your body. It comes over your heart. It have you being in that place where you feel like that you are weak. It have you in that place where you feel like that you are just in anxiety because of what was ministered to your mind or ministered to your heart.
Jesus.
It caused you to go in that place where you know that you are very vulnerable. You're very vulnerable. That is the reason why that Adam and Eve, that they hid from God, because they realized that they were naked. They realized that they were vulnerable. They realized that they were weak because the spirit of fear had entered in on the inside of them. Understand that. When you have something that is external, that means something is on the outside of you. It's in on the inside of you, and it is not of God. You begin to go in that place of trying to worry, and you're trying to go in that place of wondering, and fear comes in, and now it's just to mess your whole day up. Your emotions begin to be out of control. See, now you're not in control anymore. You're not in that place where you're feeling strong anymore. You're not in that place where you're feeling whole. You're not in that place where you're feeling sound. See, things begin to happen, like anger begins to come up. Worry begins to come up. Pride for this begin to come up. Unbelief begins to show up.
Jesus.
All because of fear have entered in on the inside. See, Satan wants to always be in that place of trying to get you to come out of faith. Fear is the opposite of faith. That is the opposite of faith. That's the opposite of faith. I say the opposite of faith, I'm talking about the faith in what Jesus Christ has already done. That's when we enter into that place of fear. That's when we get into that place of fear. When, here it is, the spirit of fear is ministering to you, and you are thinking that God is not going to do this, or God is not going to do that, or this is not going to happen for you, or you're going to die from this, or you're going to die from that. Shame and condemnation comes all over you, and all this right here is the spirit of fear. Satan wants to minister to your mind, people. You need to understand this here, where fear comes from. But we have the word of God. And when I say we have the word of God, you have the word of God that has already been ministered to you. The word of God is being ministered to you every single day. Every single day that you make a decision to put your mind on the things of Christ, I mean to put your eyes on the word of God, that is the place to where fear cannot dwell in you, because you have already taken on the spirit of faith and what has already been spoken to you. And because you take the spirit of faith and what has already been spoken to you, fear has to leave, because you're going to believe in one or two directions. You're going to believe in the direction of fear, or you're going to believe into the direction of faith. You make the decision on which one you're going to believe. You can't believe a little while and then fear a little bit. You can't fear a little bit and then have faith a little bit. No, you can't be one foot in, one foot out. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision.
Amen.
If you believe in God, then believe in God all the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you hear the accuser, hallelujah, when you hear the accuser speaking to you, will you have enough faith to say, God didn't say that. God said that I am healed. God said that I am whole. God said that I am free. God said,
yes,
or do you have that type of faith to say to fear? Do you have that type of faith to say that to fear when fear comes up? Do you have to say that I am free? Do you have that? Because if you do have that, then you are operating in your calling. You have already accepted Jesus Christ on the inside of you. And the Jesus Christ is on the inside of you, speaks to every single mountain and say, be thee there removed and cast into the sea.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we speak the same thing to fear. We say, fear, you be removed because of the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. When your son or your daughter will try to tell you things that God ain't good, you tell them to be removed. You're not really talking to them. You're talking to that spirit that's in them that's speaking to you, that's trying to cause you to come out of faith, trying to cause you to come out and believing in God. When you hear something that does not line up with the word of God, by your faith, you will speak and say what the word of God say. Hallelujah. But you
Amen.
Got to know what the word
Hallelujah.
Of God says for you to say it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or
will
you just be in that place where fear comes up and then here it is, you're going to speak what fear says. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Will you say
Lord
what fear says or will you say what God says?
Amen. Speaking with faith. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I just
Amen.
Get in for 1 minute? And you said something powerful.
Yeah,
and I had the
on,
word
Pastor.
On the tip of my tongue and you had already hollered, decree and declare. You got to speak the word of God. You got to decree and declare over yourself.
Yes.
Speak what God said. Like my pastor saying, speak what God said and decree and declare what the Bible says. Amen. It's the word of God. It's the living word and it shall
yes.
be established in your life, living and working. Amen. You got to decree and declare as the
Amen.
Bible says in Deuteronomy 3:22. Don't be afraid of them for the Lord your God fights for you. So you got to know that God
uh-huh.
fights for you. See, when you decree and declare that you can go to the fight victorious already. You can go in victorious and come out
yeah.
victorious. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, we
in
just thank God
Jesus.
Right now. Just knowing. See, knowledge is the key of knowing and understanding wisdom to apply the knowledge that God has given you
uh-huh.
and knowing when to use the word of God and how to use it. Amen. How you overcome fear.
Amen.
See, fear is like darkness. Amen. And faith is like light. So where there is
right.
light, hallelujah, hallelujah, darkness cannot comprehend. So it's the same thing. So operate in the light of God. Amen. And decree and declare over
Amen.
Your life. And I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 7:17-18 says, you may say to yourselves, these nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out? See, this is here. But the Bible says, we do not budge.
Yeah. Amen.
Do not be afraid of them. Remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and
yes.
to all Egypt. Amen. And who is your Pharaoh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all Egypt. Remember what God has done. Amen. He's still the same God working things out for your good. He's still the same God that would divinely intervene on your behalf and turn it around that you
huh.
don't have to operate in fear. Know that God is with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. You got to use the word of
Amen.
God. Amen. When fear try to come up, you got to destroy it with faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. I'm excited right now because if you don't know, the Bible says that our people, they perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
If you don't know, so we're here to tell you today as a witness to God. Amen. The Bible says in Joshua 1:9, I have not commanded
uh-huh.
you, be strong of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your
yes.
God is with you wherever you go. You need to know that wherever you go, God is with you. Amen. You can decree and declare that
Amen.
God is with me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, they're looking at you. Do
Amen.
You not see your situation? Do you not know what you're up against? See, fear will make you go back. Fear will make you turn around. Fear will make you stop right in the midst of everything. Hallelujah, and fall back. But when you're walking
Amen.
In faith, you can stand strong. You can keep pressing in and pressing on in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that God is with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But will you believe
Hallelujah.
That? Because it's all about your belief. That's how you go from fear to faith, by believing.
Amen.
By believing.
Amen.
Amen. By believing.
Amen.
Will you believe today? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to give that over to you, Pastor. The Bible says in Psalm 59:10, my faithful God will come to meet me. God will let me,
yes.
hallelujah, look down on my adversaries. That's moving in faith, knowing. He said, my faithful God will come to meet me, knowing that wherever you go, God is there, right there with you to meet you in that place. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be your help.
Amen.
Amen. To deliver you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor. You set me afire.
Amen. Amen. I would like to take this opportunity to be able to give you some weapons against fear. Now, you can take
Amen.
Anything that you may be fearing right now. It could be fearing the death of a loved one. It could be fearing that you are going to lose your own life, or fearing that you
Jesus.
May be even in a place where you're going to be at a disadvantage. Well, let me show you how to get the advantage in life, because it's the
Amen.
Will of God for you to have the advantage in life. For fear, we have faith. Faith in what? Have faith in the finished works of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So because
hallelujah.
You have faith in the finished works of Jesus Christ, that means you're believing in what is already done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
what's
Lord.
Already
hallelujah.
Done in your life. See, place yourself right there in that place. When you put yourself in that place, then you definitely know that we have the written word of God, which defends
mm-hmm.
and guards against all fear, not some fear, but against all fear,
Amen.
The written word of God, especially the the written word of the gospel of grace, mercy, and truth, which is Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Hallelujah. You have
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because your
hallelujah.
Mouth can speak in the name of Jesus. You can speak
yes.
to any situation that's causing you to be in fear. You say, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I rebuke you from me right now, fear. I
Jesus.
Rebuke you from your unclean thoughts. I rebuke you from
Jesus.
Your unclean spirit. You be removed
Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have in the name of Jesus. You have proclamation. Hallelujah. When you make proclamations, you're saying what God has already said in his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get to the decree and declaring what God has said, then fear has no place in you. It has no place
Jesus.
In your home. It has no place in your relationship. It has no hand on your children. For the word of God says
Jesus.
There in Isaiah 54 that great is the peace of my children because they are taught
Jesus.
Of the Lord. So because it's
Amen.
Because your children are taught of the Lord, then there is great is the peace of my children. Hallelujah.
Okay.
So you can make proclamations
Hallelujah.
Against fear. Every single time that fear rises up, you use the word of God. Ephesians 6 tells us to put on the whole armor of God every single day. Before you even put
yes,
your clothes
Lord.
On, arm yourself in the word of God. Because when you
Amen.
Put the word of God on you, say, now you have something to say. Now you have something to defend
Jesus.
You. You have something to guard you. You have something to guide you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
See, these
in
are
the
weapons that you have.
Jesus.
These are weapons that you have. And I want to tell you
Jesus.
One weapon. Hallelujah. That even believers ourselves, don't use this weapon as much. You have tongues to be able to speak in your holy language. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have this right here. This is mighty weapon to
Jesus.
Be able to speak when
oh,
fear
God.
Comes
hey,
up.
Come
when you open up your mouth. When you open up your mouth and speak the word of God. When you
yes,
open
Lord.
Up your mouth, believers, and use your holy language. That,
My God.
That it guards you. It defends on you. And see, God knows
Amen.
What to say even when you don't know what to say. See, that Holy
Jesus.
Spirit that speaks on the inside of you. See, we have a mediator. We have a champion that's living on the inside. And that champion
Amen.
That's living on the inside is named Christ Jesus. When Christ
Jesus
is speaking, he's making intercessions for you. He's calling upon
Jesus.
Every single heavenly host to come down and to guard and to defend you and to protect you. So will you use your weapons that God have gave you? By your faith,
Amen.
You will loose the word of God. By your faith, that
Amen.
You will speak against fear. By your faith,
Amen.
You will say what I tell you to say. You will speak to fear, and you will say remove. Satan is defeated,
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is Lord. We are not full
Amen.
Of fear. We are full of faith because we are counted
Amen.
Righteous because of Jesus
Amen.
Christ who lives on the inside of us. Amen,
Lord
amen, and amen again.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, going from
Hallelujah.
Fear to faith, amen. I just want to give
Hallelujah.
You a few close up here, and I'll pass back over to you, Pastor. In John 14, verses 25 through, I believe, 27 or 28
yes.
here, the Bible says that these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send
yes.
in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So when fear tries to come up, you speak those things, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit that is in you dwelling will help you to overcome that fear that the enemy is trying to place on you. So the verse 27 says,
yes.
peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. The world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So understanding your fear takes away your peace. But here
Amen.
Jesus said, I give you the peace. So don't let the world take it away because
Amen.
The world did not give it to you. You got to stand on the word of God. Amen. You got to stand on the word of the scripture, the living word of God.
Yes.
See, Jesus promised the disciples that the Holy Spirit would help them remember what
yes.
he had been teaching them. Amen. So this promise ensures the
Amen.
Validity you are of the New Testament. So the disciples were eyewitnesses of Jesus' life and teachings, and the Holy Spirit helped them remember without taking away the
yes.
individual perspective. See, we can be confident that the Gospels are accurate records what Jesus taught and what he did. Amen? In the
yes.
name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. The Holy Spirit can help us in the same way today. So as we study the Bible,
yes.
we can trust him, amen, to plant truth in our
amen.
Mind and convict
us, amen, and convince us of God's will and remind us when we stray from it or when we begin to operate in fear, amen, so that we can continue to operate
amen.
In faith and receive the goodness of the Lord, amen. And I just want to say this here
amen.
As I wrap up. See, the end result of the Holy Spirit works in our lives is deep and lasting peace. So we're talking about from fear to faith. So when you get to that state, you're operating in pure peace no matter what is going on around you or in you. Like a worldly peace, which is usually defined as the absence of conflict. See, this peace is confident assurance in any circumstance. See, with Christ's peace, you all, we have no need to fear the present or the future. Amen? So if your life is full of stress, allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with Christ's peace. Amen? For more, hallelujah, so that you're able to go from that place of fear and operate in the faith and trusting God for everything. God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Call it out. Call it out, church. Call that thing out that's hiding in so much. Will you come today?
Jesus.
There might be one. There might be one that's dealing with fear right now in their lives. You may have even been dealing with fear all of your life. Hallelujah. Will you come? There may be one that fear that they are not in right standings with God. You may be in a place where you know that you have not been baptized. Will you be baptized today?
Jesus.
Will you accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior? I'm talking about being covered. Hallelujah. Will you be covered today? Will you press one today?
Right now.
Will you be covered in the precious blood of the Lamb? I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the one that has gave his life for you. He gave his life for you. Will you pray that simple prayer of salvation today? Hallelujah. The most important thing that you could ever do as being a human being is accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Will you have the courage, hallelujah, to say, you know what? Today is that day. I don't know about tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised to no one. But today, while I have time, I'm going to give my life over to Christ. Because my desire is to be with God and for God to be with me. And that's a promise to you. Hallelujah. Will you press one? There may be one today that have already prayed the prayer of salvation. But that old man or that old woman that they have been washed clean from for some reason is still lingering around and is stinking. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the attitude still stinking. I'm talking about the mind of a man or the mind of a woman is still thinking. I'm talking about the belief. Your belief maybe have went back into that place of self-preservation, went back into that place of thinking like the world took you to think. Will you press one today? Will you help us pray with you? Will you allow us to pray with you? Let us help you. We'll help you to get back in that place of trusting God. And the way we're going to help you do it, we're going to help you do it through agreement. Hallelujah. Somebody is dealing with something today. Somebody needs prayer today. I just feel it in my spirit. Somebody needs prayer today. Hallelujah. Somebody is needing God to move right now, but you just can't see. Will you come today? Will you press one today?
Right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right now. While you still have time.
Yes,
see, it's not enough for just keep on making excuses on what's going on. Hallelujah. Letting the problems of the world and the issues of the world speak to you. Will you come today?
Yes.
Will you speak the word of God to every single issue in your life today? Today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you come? Hallelujah.
Yes.
There may be one that's looking for a church home. Hallelujah. You may be fell out of fellowship. You may be in a place where you're not getting fed, or you may be in that place where you don't even have a church at all. Pastor Tawanisha and I, we would love to be your pastor. It does not matter where you are. There is no distance in the spirit. We would love to be your pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Will you press one today?
Right.
Will you press one today? We welcome you in. This is not our house, but this is God's house. And we have been called to do the work of God, and that's bringing all men and all women to Jesus, not to us, but to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Will you come today?
Today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God.
We thank you.
We thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you,
Father
God.
Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we ask right now that you touch every heart and mind that's on the call today. And all that we hear this broadcast. Lord, we ask that you move mine. Let us hear from you, Father God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 3. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 15 and 23. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And
yes,
we thank you,
Lord
Father
Jesus.
God, for the
thank
testimony
you.
That's being heard, oh God, on this line. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to take our offering. Hallelujah. If you gather your offerings, you can send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. That's Chantell. Or at Zelle. The number is 346-719-3349. Or you can give us a call. Mm-hmm. We'll give you another way to send those in at 346-719-3349. Amen. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary of God for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. And as it comes to us, Lord God, and we thank you, that is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will bless all those that are able to sow, God. And Lord, that you will bless those, oh God, that purpose in our hearts too. Oh Lord, that you restore them to the stewardship of your son, Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you as we declare and declare, me and my husband this day, that as they plant in good soil, that they will reap a good harvest, oh God, of prosperity and blessings and favor that cometh from you in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and
amen.
At this time, you all, we have our announcements, and I'll be doing those announcements today, Thursday, April the 15th, 2021, for Gospel Public Ministries. Our announcements are as follows. Monday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time is our intercessory prayer. In the month of May, from May 1st to May 31st, we'll be praying. We're declaring harvest time. So we're reaping that. We have sown from May 1st to 31st at 12 midnight. You can join us then at 732-434-2510 and ask God what type of fast is that God has for you to fast during that time. Amen. And on Wednesday nights is our Bible study, you all, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line at 845-277-9213. We would love for you to join us in our Bible study. We have such a good time. So please join us and invite someone
Hallelujah.
To come with you. Amen. We're just a phone call away. Thursdays, we have our midweek service, and we'll be wrapping up our midweek service at the end of April. So we will no longer have midweek service at the end of April, but we do have our 10 o'clock service on Sunday. So we have two services on Sunday, a 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line at 845-277-9213. We also have led teachings on Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time, 12 o'clock noon. Join us here on our church line. And I believe that is all that we have. We do have a play that's coming up in the month of May, May 15th. Join us if you're here in the Houston and surrounding areas or nearby. May 15th, you can get your tickets by calling 346-719-3349. Happy anniversary to everyone that's celebrating their anniversary in the month of April. And if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you as well. All
yes,
our April
babies.
April, is what we said, April babies. March babies, April babies.
Yes.
God bless you. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. May God continue to bless you,
yes.
Keep you, strengthen you, prosper you in his goodness. Amen. To God be the glory. God
Amen.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This time we release the pastor's
Amen.
Blessing. I thank everyone, every guest that is tuned in today. God bless you. We thank God for Brother Brother Bill Washington in New York.
Amen.
For being with us on Thursday and Sundays, blessing us, just allowing God to use him mighty
yes.
for us
Amen.
Here in Houston, Texas. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you all to
yes.
be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able
yes.
to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace.
Yes.
We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people all around about you. All the days of your life, we bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to
yeah.
function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in wealth. It is all in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen. At this time, I have been a good chicken pastor. Go say, Manny.
Amen. God bless every single one that was in attendance with us tonight in midweek service. You know, I do pray that the Holy Spirit was able to speak to your mind and speak to your heart. And I do pray that every single one was able to receive something out of the lesson tonight.
Amen.
I know I sure did. Amen. Now, let's do remember that going from fear to faith, fear
yes.
is something that has not even happened. It has not even happened yet. So because of something that has not happened, it's all in the mind that gets in your heart. But we have
Jesus.
The word of God that is in your mind and in your heart and in your mouth. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, may the God
Amen.
Of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, and
amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you.
God keep you. Remember,
mm-hmm.
we love you. God loves you more.
We love you.
Satan
yes,
is
Lord.
Defeated, and
yes,
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Have a good night.
God bless you.
Oh, to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Farewell, God.
cause the love's gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I thought at least I'm breathing, yeah. Get that.